Not too long ago, I had the great privilege of going to a 3-day training of one of my mentors, and it was really interesting. The last day was a Saturday, and it was at this huge convention center, and right across the street is this huge parking lot that can fit, you know, hundreds or thousands of cars. And it was a rainy day, and there was just a ton going on that day. And so I pulled into this parking lot after paying the fee to park there for the day, and I noticed this pattern that people kept going. They would pull into the parking lot, and then they would immediately go to the very, very back. And then from there, they would walk across this enormous parking lot. It took about 10 minutes to get from one side of the parking lot to the other, to then cross the street to get to this training that I was going to. I had the thought, as soon as I pulled in, I wonder if there's a spot just right up front that people just don't see. So instead of going in and just parking in the very, very back, I decided to, why not? Just go ahead and check it out. So I pulled my car to the very front, and lo and behold, there was a parking spot right there, front row, right by the light that I needed to cross in order to get to this training. I pulled in, and as I'm pulling in, it hit me. I'm thinking, wow, how many people in life have a vision of something that they desire, something that they want to accomplish, but for whatever reason, they settle for second best. They see what everyone else is doing. They think of what they want to accomplish or what they really want in life. And they think, no, there's no way. People already have accomplished that. There's no room for me. There's no possible way. It's impossible for me to accomplish that. And so they pull into the back of the line. They pull into the very back. And then they have to put forth so much more effort to get to where they really want to be. How many times have you done this in your life? How many times have you thought of something that you wanted and you thought, oh, there's no possible way, and so you don't actually go for it? So many times, people who are successful know what they want and they go for it no matter what. They know that it is possible. I want you to know that you are incredible. Do you realize that? Do you realize how much potential you have to get to the next level in life? People who come in to see me in my office, they come in for treatments and to, you know, do emotional clearing. And so often they'll tell me of a goal that they want to accomplish, and they'll say something like, oh, I really want this, but there's no possible way. There's no way. It's too hard. I so want to just grab them by the lapels and say, you get out of that thinking right now. Don't you dare think that. Remember how incredible you are. Remember, you literally can have, do, or be absolutely anything you desire. And it's true. You literally can do anything as long as you're willing to do what it takes. So, what if there was a secret formula out there that I could give you in order to accomplish absolutely anything that you desire? Would you listen to it? Would you put it into practice? There really is. The secret formula. Well, it's not really secret. People have been applying this for, you know, thousands of years in order to get to that next level in life. But for whatever reason, it seems too simple, so people don't actually apply it. The simple formula is positive thoughts plus positive feelings plus proper action equals results. Positive thoughts plus positive feelings plus proper action equals results. If you want something in life, the first thing you need to do is think about it. Just think about it. Focus all of your attention on it. Put all of your thoughts on it and just imagine yourself accomplishing whatever it is. Let's say it's a brand new car. My dream car is a black Corvette convertible. Oh my goodness. I would absolutely love to have that car. And so let's say that that's your goal. So think about it. Imagine yourself getting into that car and putting the keys in and driving that car as fast as you possibly can. Imagine yourself heading down the coast of California in this brand new black Corvette convertible with the wind in your hair and the music blazing and a special someone by your side. Think about it. Focus all your energy on it until you can feel as if you have already accomplished it. Getting to a place of feeling literally will help you attract what it is. Abundance is first and foremost a belief. A thought plus a feeling equals a belief. So many people make the mistake of not believing that they can accomplish that level of abundance in life. So many people will say, oh, if only I was rich, if only I had the relationships that I wanted, if only I could attract that certain someone into my life, if only. They don't actually believe that they can. As soon as you can believe that you can, you will. A thought plus a feeling equals a belief. plus a feeling equals a belief. Once you begin to believe that you can accomplish it, it will happen. Abundance is first and foremost a belief. Oh, but Eric, oh, there's so many things that are, it's so hard, and there just isn't enough money for everyone to go around, and there just aren't enough resources, and there's just so many things that hold me back, and oh, get that out of your mind right now. Don't you dare start thinking about those things. Number one, let's talk about money for just a second. Number one, scientists have actually calculated that if all the money in the world was distributed evenly, every single person on the planet would be a millionaire. Every person. There is enough money, enough resources to go around. And if for whatever reason, one resource wasn't enough, for whatever reason, more will be created. There is enough of everything to go around. There is enough of an abundance for absolutely every single person in this life to have exactly what they desire. First and foremost, you have to believe that you can, so then you will. Positive thoughts will then lead you to positive feelings. Once that happens, you'll begin to get action steps. Now, a lot of times people will, you know, listen to trainings like this, and they'll listen to things about like the law of attraction. They'll watch different movies about this kind of thing. And a lot of people will get in the mindset that all they have to do is sit at home and just think, fantasize about their thoughts, about the things that they want. And that's great. That's a great start. I recommend doing this for a certain period of time every day and just focusing on things and just feeling how it will be to accomplish it. But if all that's all you're doing and you're not actually getting out there and doing the action steps to accomplish what you're going to do, how much success are you going to have? The answer is very little, if any. Let's say, for example, let's say across the room there was a piece of chocolate cake. Let's say it was in the refrigerator. I know it's in there, and I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, how much I would enjoy a piece of chocolate cake right now. Maybe a nice glass of milk to wash it down with. Oh, my goodness. I'm making myself hungry right now just talking about it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm feeling how good it would be. But if I don't get up off the couch and actually walk over to the refrigerator and get myself that piece of cake, it's not going to come. Well, I guess, you know, I could call for someone to, you know, bring it to me. But in most cases, that's what it takes in life. As you're feeling these things and as you begin to believe that you are going to accomplish these things, whatever that means to you, whether it means becoming a millionaire, whether it means attracting that certain someone or fixing the relationship with that certain someone, as you begin to feel these things, action steps will begin to come to you. As soon as action steps come to you, write them down. Always, always, always write down action steps and then do them. Oh, there have been so many times in my life where I've forgotten this principle and I've forgotten to write these things down. And then I go to remember them the next day and I thought, oh man, I had this great idea yesterday. Oh, and then I go to think about it and it's totally gone. Always have something with you, whether it's a notebook, whether it's a phone that you can quickly email yourself, whatever it is. Always have a way to write things down. Whenever inspiration comes to you, write it down and then do it. Even if it makes zero sense to you. Even if the rest of your family thinks you're crazy, because they probably will. This has happened to me so many times. My whole family, they think I'm nuts. But you know what? I have better results than they do. So, I don't care. Even if it makes zero sense to you and it doesn't compute with any part of the logical side of your brain, write down these action steps and then do it. It will always lead you to the next step in life. It will always, always, always lead you to this, whatever it is you need to do next so that you can get closer to your goals. As you continue to do these things, as you continue to put into practice this formula, positive thoughts plus positive feelings plus proper action, you will see results.